Sport now from the BBC with me, Colm Harrison. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, the 22nd Winter Olympics are officially opened after a spectacular opening ceremony in Sochi. Nemanja Vidic may be leaving Manchester United at the end of the season, but he'll remain as captain till then.
It was something which we all mutually agreed together, me and Nemanja. I think it was the right decision for club and for player.
And we'll hear from both managers ahead of the big game in the English Premier League this weekend. That's Liverpool against Arsenal. But we start in Sochi, where the 22nd Winter Olympic Games are now officially open. Russia's history and culture were represented in a lavish 2.5-hour opening ceremony, which included the traditional parade of nations. Nearly 3,000 athletes from 87 countries will compete for medals in 89 different events over the next 16 days, and all in the most expensive Winter Olympics in history. The president of the IOC, Thomas Bach, addressed the competitors inside the 40,000 capacity Fished Olympic Stadium.
From this moment on, you're not only the best, you are Olympic athletes. You will inspire us with your outstanding sports performances. You have come here for sport. You have come here with your Olympic dream. The International Olympic Committee wants your Olympic dream to come true.
Well, the Olympic flame was lit by the former ice hockey goalkeeper Vladislav Tretiak and the legendary figure skater Irina Rodnina, who both won 3 Olympic gold medals for the Soviet Union. Prior to that, the torch passed through the hands of Alexander Karelin, who won 3 Olympic titles in Greco-Roman wrestling, the pole vault world record holder and double Olympic champion Elena Isinbayeva, tennis star and winner of 4 Grand Slam titles Maria Sharapova, who grew up in Sochi, and the talented but less celebrated Alina Kabayeva. The BBC's Russia correspondent Daniel Sanford says she's the one most people are talking about.
She won 1 gold medal and 1 bronze medal, and she was chosen to be there. And the gossip about her possibly being the partner of Vladimir Putin is only going to be heightened by that. The Kremlin, even in September, had to deny a rumour that she had married President Putin. She was a very, very talented rhythmic gymnast. She is well known for a special move which she first introduced. The Kabayeva is a special move as a rhythmic gymnast. But in the pantheon of Russian Olympic greats, she was there, but probably not in the top 6. And I think people will notice that.
The first champion of the 2014 Games, by the way, will be a snowboarder. It'll be the winner of the men's slopestyle competition. There are 4 other gold medals up for grabs on Saturday in biathlon, cross-country skiing, freestyle skiing and speed skating. On to football, and the Manchester United manager David Moyes says Nemanja Vidic will remain club captain until he leaves Old Trafford at the end of the season. Moyes says it was a mutual decision for Vidic to move on when his contract ends after 8.5 years at the club, and he's not worried about the player's commitment waning in the next few months.
Not somebody like Vida, whose concentration, the type of man he is, and as I said, the leader he is. He's been a great leader for this club and served the club brilliantly well, and I would expect that to continue right to the end of the season. He's been a brilliant servant for Manchester United, and the captain and his captain will stay that way until the end of the season, and he's been a great player for us, and we'll continue using him.
Well, Manchester United aren't in action until Sunday when they face the Premier League's bottom side Fulham at Old Trafford. The pick of the 8 games taking place on Saturday is the visit of Arsenal to inform Liverpool. The Gunners will follow that with a Premier League match against champions Manchester United, an FA Cup tie against Liverpool, and then the first leg of their Champions League showdown with the reigning champions of Europe, Bayern Munich, all in the next 2 weeks. The Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he wants his side to prove in that period that they've got what it takes to win a trophy this season.
It is a good moment for us to win a big game, and because we have a number of tough predicted months. So the best way at the moment, I think we are on a good run, and the best way is to continue that, to keep the confidence level high, and of course to stay in a strong position for the Premiership.
First up then for Arsenal is Saturday.
In a strong position for the Premiership.
First up then for Arsenal is Saturday's trip to Liverpool. Brendan Rodgers' side are unbeaten so far in 2014 in all competitions, and he says they can't afford to slip up in this one if they're to bridge the 8-point gap between themselves and the leaders Arsenal.
Listen, Arsenal are leading the pack. They're at the top of the league, and we're one of the clubs that's been chasing for the season. So, but for us, we've been brilliant at home. you know, our performance level that the players have produced along with the supporters. The majority of the games has been outstanding. So it's another big game for us. And in the big games, the bigger they are, sometimes the better we've played. So the Tottenhams, the Everton's, Manchester United's. But certainly for this game, we're really looking to take our confidence and belief that we have at home to put in a performance that will hopefully get a win for us. And as it moves up to that 50-point mark.
Still in England, West Ham United have failed in their bid to have Andy Carroll's three-match ban overturned. An independent tribunal was set up after West Ham threatened to sue after failing with their initial appeal. Carroll was controversially sent off against Swansea City last week, but the tribunal ruled there was no serious issue to be tried, as they put it, so Carroll will miss Saturday's trip to Aston Villa and West Ham's home games with Norwich and Southampton after that. West Ham issued a statement saying they're obviously disappointed at the decision, but they respect the rules of football and will abide by them. Meanwhile, the Spanish Football Federation has rejected Real Madrid's appeal against Cristiano Ronaldo's three-match ban. He was sent off during last week's 1-1 draw with Athletic Bilbao for raising his hands to Carlos Gurpegi, so he will serve a suspension starting with Saturday's game against Villarreal. Staying in Spain, Hector Moreno scored the only goal of the game as Espanyol beat Granada on Friday to move up to 8th in the Primera División. Elsewhere in Europe, Bayer Leverkusen won 1-0 at Borussia Mönchengladbach to reduce Bayern Munich's lead in the Bundesliga to just 10 points. South Korean striker Son Heung-min got the winner there. And in France, Toulouse and Saint-Étienne drew 0-0. In Brazil, another construction worker has been killed while helping to build the World Cup stadium in Manaus. The Brazilian Sports Ministry says a Portuguese man died while dismantling a crane. It's the third fatality in a year at the Amazonia Arena. The stadium is one of several which is currently behind schedule ahead of this year's tournament. The original deadline for completion was last month. In tennis, the women's team event, the Fed Cup, continues this weekend with world group matches and zonal competitions taking place around the world, but many of the top players aren't involved. As we mentioned earlier, Maria Sharapova is in Sochi for the Winter Olympics, but none of the seven Russians in the world's top 100 are competing, with Maricova, Kirilenko, Kuznetsova, Trova, Vesnina and Pavlyuchenkova also missing. The USA don't have Serena Williams or Sloane Stephens available for their tie against Italy, while the Italians are without their best players, Sara Errani and Flavia Pennetta. Journalist Ubaldo Scaganetta is the editor of ubitennis.com, and he told the BBC that the Fed Cup just isn't a priority for the sport's top players.
They're not competing because the calendar is too full, and the way that Fed Cup and also Davis Cup are placed in the calendar, it's unreal. I mean, it creates a lot of problems to the players. That's why out of all the players who have to play the Fed Cup in this weekend, only the German Angelique Kerber is a top tenner. All the others are much behind in the rankings. And for instance, in the match between USA and Italy, there is hardly one player who is in the top 40.
New Zealand's cricketers are trying to build a potentially match-winning lead on the third day of the first test against India in Auckland. Neil Wagner took 4 for 64 as India were bowled out for 202 in the morning session. That in reply to New Zealand's first innings total of 503. At lunch, the Black Caps to New Zealand's first innings total of 503. At lunch, the Black Caps are in a bit of trouble, 15 for 4 in their second innings. That's an overall lead of 316. Meanwhile, Bangladesh say they probably won't win the second test against Sri Lanka in Chittagong, where they're hoping to salvage a draw. They'll start the final day on 12 for naught in their second innings and still need another 455 to pull off an improbable victory. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day, but for now, that's your world sport from the BBC. Science.